With me today, I have baby wipes. What? No, baby wipes we did. I'm actually doing it for the package, okay? I have sterile gauze. I have band-aids. Test tape. A stapler. Not a red stapler, for those of you who get that.
I know that's
Stickers. I don't know. Maybe most of you are not relevant for most of you, but diapers. Okay, you're already done with that. Maybe for some of you. Okay, not really. Glue. What is this? Oh, surgical tape. Rafi, how are you? Okay. Aaron. I've got a jacket, okay, which is also an important part of our demonstration. No, it's a different jacket. I'm not going to wear it like that. And my wife's handy-dandy sewing kit. Anybody know how to sew here?
Yes.
Oh, good. Okay, we'll be putting you to work. And an Israel-America pin, okay. And in second... What's that?
Said I'm in trouble.
Why? It is an important one, actually, if I can get to the bottom of these. Safety pins. Yeah. I got regular pins. I got a safety pin. What? Yeah, you have been in the past couple of weeks.
There's a trauma spilled on you.
Right. Okay. We got to keep it interesting. Okay, so we got all this stuff. What are we going to do with it? We're going to sew. What are you going to sew? I hope not. The needle and the thread, you know what that is. Okay? But the other things we're going to see, what they all have to do with sewing. So we start, of course, we're going to do a toe fair. What? Oh, you want sheets? Yes, sorry. I've got mine. I don't know what you guys are waiting for. Okay.
That's true.
What? Sewing, a needle put in thread. So if you all know that one of the malachos of the Mishkan was sewing. And it's actually not clear what they had to sew, because the urios, the curtains, had to be woven all one piece. So there's machlokes in the arguments about what it was that they sewed, if a piece fell off, or they had the connector, whatever it was. They had, what? Oh yeah, the car and the Bidei Kahuna also probably had to be sewn, don't you think?
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you mean to finish off the ends?
Yeah.
I think it was like a real craftsmanship or craft work, in the Mishkan. So that's important to know. Now, so what is sewing? Somebody define for me what sewing is.
Joining two pieces of cloth together.
Permanently, at least semi-permanently.
Permanently. Oh, I know you have to.
It's like you're permanent.
But am I sewing? This is sewing.
So you're taping the
seams. What?
Interlocking.
Interlocking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's
like weaving.
Or when you tie your shoes.
Finishing something or fixing something.
Fixing something or finishing something. So that's a very broad definition.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get there. Finishing something or fixing something is called, it's a different malacha called makeh b'patish. I want to know what sewing is. What is sewing?
Fixing two pieces of material together.
Two pieces of material together.
No material together by
using a third piece, using a thread.
To put it together.
Interesting. A very broad way of saying it. Attaching two pieces of material together using
permanently
using a
instrument.
Using an instrument. What kind of instrument?
Using
an instrument to putting them together.
A needle with thread.
What if I didn't use a needle? What if I somehow...
The Yoroko band is not fixing it
permanently. Yes. What if I somehow did it without a needle?
Like what?
I don't know. I somehow managed to do it without a needle.
Something like what?
Loose weave.
Magical.
Somehow.
Yeah. See, I've got this problem with this seam, Eddie. Right? So,
What if I don't use a, well, this, I don't know if this would be a good example. What if I decided, you know, the best real way, the best way to fix it is to staple it?
You're permanently affixing it.
Oh, that's not bad.
Well, you're attempting to permanently fix it.
Right.
Using an instrument. Right?
Yeah. Oh, so you think that's showing? This is showing. Everybody agree that I just showed George?
No.
No.
Yes, I would say yes, Rabbi.
You bind.
The reason I'm saying yes, we used to have sutures. When I had surgery, they used to take sutures and tie. Now they don't. They staple it.
Yeah.
And they do it and it has the same function.
So it's a function, not necessarily a form. I mean, we've seen that before. That it's, you're trying to accomplish a certain goal. And it, you're trying to achieve that function. Actually, I am trying to achieve this because this thing is...
Join two pieces together.
Right, to join two. Let's see. So the Mishnah says, okay... if you see the Mishnah, very good.
Sewing cards where you're joining nothing together.
Sewing cards?
Yes. Didn't your kids ever have sewing cards where you're...
Cards with punch
holes and they put thread, you know, threaded through. It's an activity while they're writing in a
card.
So it wouldn't be...
Oh, nowadays we have Game Boy.
No, these are...
I think I'm kidding.
Right. No.
Here's a sewing card.
Right.
Give me the Game Boy.
The sewing card with cards. They put a threaded piece of like a shoelace.
That's like a shoelace.
They had eyelets on them so they would go through. And
okay. So the Mishnah says, Hatofer states the fewest. If you look right in the middle of the Mishnah, verse number one, one of the melachos is if someone stitches two stitches. Tofer shtei tefiros. Okay? When someone does that, that's a malacha on Shabbos, and you're a chayav midor araisa. Give me a favor, Evan. How's your threading?
Terrible.
Oh, how's your threading?
Yeah.
I need a threader.
You should have brought it. You should have brought
okay,
a
nice
threader so long.
I didn't even know they had those.
Yeah.
Okay,
as your eyesight gets worse and worse,
so look at the... I'm just going to skip. We're not going to do the Gemara. Today we're going to go straight to the Rambam. The Rambam says, Hatofer shtei tefiros chayav. If a person threads two tefiros, two stitches, you're chayav. Okay? V'hu, that means, shekashar roshe hachut mikan umikan. That you tie the thread from one end... And the thread from another end. So, George, if you're not busy, if you do the honors, okay. You're done?
Yeah.
Okay, so now I've got this hem that is not doing well. No, there you go.
Right? You want to
pick? You can start. I mean, you know. Okay. What would be two? I want you to show me what two threads were. Actually, it says, okay. Kadesh Tamor Hatsfira Velo Tishameh. You tie it on one end, okay. So if you tie it on an end and you do two stitches. Thank you. What, Dora's doing it for me?
Do you really need it?
Yeah, seriously. Wait. If I can mess up a jacket with flour and God only knows what, I can bring my... Okay. So as long as you do two stitches. So Dora, what would you say is two stitches?
Well,
you tie on one end, and what's two? In, out, or in, out, in, out?
In, out.
And then you tie it on the other end. See? It's only in, out.
That's one stitch.
If he stitches at both ends, you're tying it at both ends, tie it on one end, you go in one, and then you go in, and then you go back out.
You've
got to
put them together.
Doesn't it one in and one out keep it together?
No.
Yeah, that depends how you
want to try.
The
whole
stitch is in and out.
That's one stitch?
One stitch is a complete stitch.
One in and one out.
Yeah.
If, however, Aval Yitzhak, yes, there are state spheros, but if you do more than two, Afal Pishalo Kasha Chayim. If you do three, so let's assume it's an in and out. I don't remember if it's in or out or in and out. If you do three, then even if you didn't tie it, that will stay by itself. Three stitches is enough that it will stay on its own. Okay? A person who pulls taut a thread used for sewing on Shabbos, that is part of the needs of sewing. This comes up a lot. And none of us would ever think of taking a needle and thread and start to sew on Shabbos. But what would you do? How many times has it happened to you? You got a button, right? And it's coming off.
So what do?
Before you wind it.
What do? Before you wind it. You pull it tight. And then you wind it. No, don't do that. He says, that's chaya. What's chaya mean? Chaya d'oraisa, right? You are now, what are you doing? How many stitches are you pulling? When you pull that string, how many stitches would you say you're pulling? A few stitches. You are
more than two.
You're attaching more than two stitches. So who would think, I mean, malachas aren't necessarily what you accomplish. Malachas are doing an act that's forbidden. You know, I always say, like, let's say I asked George, do me a favor, George, take all the chairs. I want you to schlep all the chairs from one side of the building all the way to the other side of the building. And you do it, and he finishes on Shabbos, and he spits in bullets, and it's unbelievable, right? He comes up, did you do any malachas of Shabbos?
Nope.
Not a one.
Not Shabbos
day, because you didn't do one malach. You didn't do it. You did everything, you know, if it had to be done, l'chachila could even be, for the shul's needs or whatever. And then I say, okay, George, do me a favor. Would you mind taking this orange peel outside? And there's no Eruv? That's it. So it's not a matter of the measure of the quantity of our Torah. You can stop now. I think you've demonstrated it. Well. Oh, I do. You can? Yeah, okay. Keep going then. Okay. So that's sewing. We can all agree that would be sewing. Pulling the button tight is sewing, correct? I should have brought you my pants. I'm sorry. I didn't see you. Good Aleph. Now this is going to surprise you. Hamidabek niyaros o oros bekolon shel sofrim ukiyote bo. A person who attaches papers or hides together with scribes, glue, and the like. Hareze toladat tofer v'chaya. This is a tolda of tofer, a derivative of tofer. V'chaya. What does v'chaya mean? Chaya means again the oraisa. So what does that mean? If I take, nobody's got scrap paper. If I take, what?
Some extra
a piece of paper. No, I don't. It's the same thing. If I take a piece of paper, I have two pieces of paper. Whoops, right? And how would I stick them together? So I could stick them together any number of ways.
Paperclip.
I could take. Whoa, interesting. I could take glue, and I could glue it together. Now, this is permanent, right? We assume that it's meant to be permanent. Or if I ripped it again, I could take tape, and I could tape it together. These are all things that we do. Or I could take a stapler, and I could staple it together.
You wouldn't think of doing one of those, I'm sure.
I wouldn't, right?
Yeah, right.
Right. Nobody would think of any of these things on Shabbos. But you wouldn't think that these things are tofer. Would you?
That's tofer.
Sewing. No. Would you think that scotch taping two things, piece of paper together is sewing?
No.
But so how in the world is that considered sewing? So in order to understand that, we have to look at the Shulchan Aruch. Turn page 2, please. It should be on the desk somewhere or whatever.
This is on the side.
Yes.
On the side, nothing to do with all that. What about a magnet that's on the refrigerator? You want to look at the time of Shabbos that's on your calendar that you say, you want to take the magnet off in order to look at the time?
Magnet or not? Especially the refrigerator.
What do you think?
Together.
Oh, it's not permanent.
When you put a magnet on a fridge, how often do you move it?
Just when you need what's behind the magnet.
You know, some reorganize their notes all the time.
What? This is a
it's a puzzle. It's
this is a very. First of all, when you say it's not permanent, George, where did you see anywhere that says that there's an element of necessary permanence regarding sewing? We had a concept of tying a knot. And the idea of tying a knot, we said it had to be a kesher shel kayama, a permanent knot.
Right.
But where did you see that regarding of sewing?
Well,
you would think it would be the same. I mean, if I did a non-permanent, I could sew non-permanently, I could do something non-permanent when I sew?
Mm-hmm. The same way as you can open
it's up. Very interesting that you said that. Because it turns out, George, it turns out that there's a huge machlokus, and I mean a huge machlokus about this particular issue. When you say to sew, you got it? When you say to sew something, is sewing like tying, and therefore just like tying, in order to be chayav, it has to be permanent. So too, sewing would have to be permanent. And what's the implication? Remember, we said some types of tying, because they're by definition not permanent, are mutar lechavchila. Certain types of knots, of bows, like I want to tie my shoes, right? That's not permanent. Plus, I don't intend for it to stay permanent, so that would be mutar lechavchila. So therefore, all their types of sewing that are not permanent, and therefore it would be mutar lechavchila, or if I say no, there's no such thing as sewing as temporary sewing. All sewing is permanent. There's no in the Shulchan Aruch never made any distinction between permanent and not permanent. Did the Rambam say anything about tofer hamiskayim, permanent sewing? So it turns out
nature is permanent. By saying defining as saying was in and out and in and out.
Uh huh.
That makes it permanent in the sense that good. It doesn't slip out.
What about the what about medabek niyaros or oros b'kolon shel whatever? Person who attaches papers or hides together with scribes, glue, and the like. What? What type of glue?
Elmer.
What?
Well, you tell me a glue that's not in
the I've got some kind
it's
of.
Not that stick-em paper that
I got in
there. Like, what? I have some tacky glue just like this. It's pretty easy to.
Mucilage, yeah.
So I'm asking you, does the Rambam say anything about that? Is there a distinction? No, he doesn't. So that would mean that any time you do something, there's a level of permanent or not permanent. So I'm sorry, so just to address that issue, look at there's number 3 on the front page. It's good that you brought that up. Okay? Okay. There's a halacha that says you're not allowed to untie a knot, a permanent knot, on Shabbos. Right? Just like we didn't do matir because we did kosher. So matir is the opposite of kosher. You're not allowed to tie a knot. You're also not allowed to untie a permanent knot. Well, that's one of the halachas as well. So the Shulchan Aruch says, matirin beis hatzavar b'kesher shekashero koves. You're allowed to, you know, when the laundry used to send back the shirts, the clothing, they had the necks were tied together. Right? So you're allowed to untie that. She'eino kesher shel kayama. It's not a permanent tie. It was never tied to be a permanent. At least you know you can untie it. But you can't open it anew, because metakin mana means you're making a new vessel. We'll talk about that another time. Hagar, the Rama adds, afilu kvar niftach, even if it was open before, rak shechaza ha'uman uksharo otfaro biyachad, but the craftsman, you sent it back to the cleaners, and then they fixed it like it was new. Fine, whatever that case is. V'lachein, I'm in the third line of the Ramah. Asur l'natek o lachtog, zug shel min alim, hakfurim yachad, g'derech sha'um min osin. When you go to, you buy two pair of shoes, you go to like Target, you buy shoes. So when you get the shoes, instead of being in a box, what are the shoes, what do they look like? They're tied together. They're not just tied. They're are they tied together? Is there a knot?
They're bolted
together.
They're like bolted together, right?
Bolted.
No, they're not bowed together. No.
A special machine makes a little hole in it or whatever, makes a hole in the shoe.
Okay, so are they tied together?
Yeah.
So would it be accurate to say that they're would it be accurate to say that they're sewed together?
Yes.
Yeah. So it's not a needle and thread. No. They used to do needle and thread. What? They're sewn together. So he says, you're not allowed to untie. You're not allowed to untie that. Let's say, for example, you bought the shoes on Shabbos, and you bought the shoes before Shabbos, excuse me, and now you come to Shabbos, and you're like, oh God, I forgot that my shoes are stuck together.
But they're not really tied.
No, but
you're not able to untie it.
It's fixed together.
They're sewed, correct? Yeah. Right. Af al pi shehatira. Eina shel kayama, even though the sewing is not shel kayama, how do I know that sewing was never intended to be permanent? How do I know that sewing was never intended to be permanent? Because when the guy
wearing the shoes,
right?
Apart.
Correct. The whole reason the guy sewed it was so that you wouldn't buy half a pair of shoes. Put it there. You wouldn't buy half a pair of shoes. Right? But this, there, I remember my grandmother, Allah Hashalom. She lived in Wilton, Massachusetts. She was a Rebbetzin. And so one of the things she did as a Rebbetzin was she had a porch built and that she used to collect clothes. She used to go to thrift shops and all these places to go collect clothes. And she would give them to poor people. That's what she did. She had like a little store, and people would come to the store, and they need a pair of socks, they need a shirt, they need a whatever. So one of the things she collected was shoes. Except in the factories, when she would buy the surplus shoes by the pound. And when the factory would give you the shoes, they would just dump you all the shoes. So you had to go, you know, my uncles, they remember that one of their jobs was to go find the pairs of shoes because they weren't all together. And whatever you got, that's whatever you got. And she used to give them out. She was a good lady. Okay. But this tefillah, this tzaddik, is not shel kayama. It was never intended to be permanent. Nonetheless, says the Ramah, you cannot cut it on Shabbos. The Ramah would be the opposite of what? Why not? No, if it was not permanent, then you could cut it.
What can you count?
We'll see. Well, meaning the point is, why de'ein chiluk b'tefillah bein shel kayama le'ein shel kayama? For sewing, there is no distinction between permanent and not permanent.
The act is the mere act without intent is sufficient.
The act itself is sufficient. The Yesh Matir, the Rama himself says, that's the epitome of the Gemara in Bamet Tomnin, the Yesh Matir in Bitvira She'eno Shel Kayama. And some rabbis are permissive, Bitvira She'eno Shel Kayama. Okay? Meaning, the Rama says, I'm telling you, it's a machlokes. The machlokes is, some say there is such a thing as temporary selling, and others say there is no such thing as temporary selling. Now, the selling that Drury did for me, thank you very much. Yeah, I'll bring you in more next week, okay? The selling that Drury did for me, no problem. That's permanent.
What do you charge for sleeves?
Can somebody give me an example of non-permanent selling?
If I were to sew it, it wouldn't be permanent.
What? Can we all agree that when I take this tape and I tape these two together, that's permanent. Right? This is permanent. What's that? I just took I'm sorry for the people at home. I took a post-it note and I stuck it on my paper. Is that permanent?
Non-permanent.
Non-permanent. Non-permanent or permanent?
Non-permanent.
It's interesting. These are specifically made. I mean, whoever thought of these is really...
It was an accident.
Right? And they figured out somehow to put enough glue that it stays sticky, but it also you can take it and remove it. It's specifically non-permanent. But it's the same act. It's the same sticking. I'm sticking something on. It's the exact same thing. Except one of them, the level of adhesiveness, I'm sure they measure it, I'm sure they could tell you exactly what it is there in such a way that when I pull it off, one side, when I pull it off, I got them coming here.
That was a different mistake.
Right? This one, it starts to rip off the paper. I mean, this happens to be very bad tape. But that's exactly the point.
You can even put it on the wall.
So now, according to the Ramah, what he said, would I be able to stick a sticky note on Shabbos? Well, I wouldn't be able to stick a sticky note on Shabbos. What's the answer? It's a machlokas. Mm-hmm. It's a machlokas. And the Ramah writes, he says, the aim lahatir bifnei am ha'aretz. You certainly should not permit it bifnei am ha'aretz, means before an unlearned person. Why? Because someone who's unlearned will see you doing this and not be able to distinguish between a permanent stickiness and a non-permanent stickiness. So what's the halacha? The halacha we say is that we are generally machmir unless there is a case of need, unless there are additional factors. So you have a machlokas, an argument about not permanent sewing. So we say we generally machmir, we are stringent, except in the case of need, or we'll see, except for additional factors. So just stop to play with sticky notes, the post-it notes, you know, for whatever reason, do you need the post-it notes? Does it have to be here? Does it have to be there? Not really. So a person, if you have, also, you know, very often I will do this a lot. So I'm in the middle of my class, right? I'm preparing for my class. So I'll take it. Oh, I'm doing sewing today. So I'll take my post-it note here to remind me. And you people, you do this also, right? Mm-hmm. How long does it stay there? How long does it stay there for?
One
time. It could be there for days, weeks, years. Right? What was the measure of permanence we said?
A sewing piece of paper.
What?
Just
a piece of paper. Yeah, but a piece of paper will fall out. But my sticky note isn't falling out. Well, we remember, what was the measure of permanence vis-a-vis a knot? How long would I have to intend a knot to be there in order for it to be permanent? Anybody remember?
In a week.
Some said a week, mm-hmm. And some said 24 hours. overnight. So already here, these sticky notes, sometimes the intention is for them to remain. So it's a good reason to be machmir unless you have a pressing that reason, as we'll see. Page 2, please. I didn't even tell you what the definition of sewing is. So we see again, okay, you'll see very often, as I'm sure you see as we go through these sources, you'll see a source in the Gemara, and then a source in the Rambam, and a source in the Shulchan Aruch, and they'll all basically say, not pretty much, but exactly the same thing, because they are quoting one another. So again, the Shulchan Aruch says, Chut shel tfira, a thread of sewing, shenistach, that became undone, asur lematcho, you're not allowed to matcho, matach means to add pressure, to pull. Why? Mishum tofer. Because you are being tofer. You are sewing something. Okay? This is a very interesting case. It's hard to describe. Maybe you'll help me with this. Otam shemahadkim habegadim saviv zeroteihem al yidei hachut shemotchin oto umithadek. They must have had, it seems like they had some kind of garment where the sleeves were kept together with a series of thread. Anybody ever see a garment like that where the sleeves didn't go all the way around, almost went all the way around, and you would sort of thread it in and then pull the thread in order to get it to be tight?
Like this.
We have it over here.
No, not really.
That pulls.
It just is the pants, the cowboys wore something like that around their legs.
Right.
Chaps.
Chaps.
Yeah, no?
Motorcyclists, too.
Basically having the front or whatever, and then the strings.
Women's clothing too. When they tie themselves up and buy it. No, that's tying.
I don't know such a thing. I'm kidding. I do. What? It sounds like it's lace, but the question is, where is the difference between lacing and stitching? You know what I'm saying? It's a very fine line. Shoes, you lace, but at what point does lacing become stitching? So he tells you, also the matcha, you can't tighten it. Ella imkain yihuyu nekavim rechavim ktsat. So you're not allowed to tighten this garment unless the holes are a little wide, not exactly open enough for the string. Umetukanim b'tfira b'igul. And like, you know, when you have buttons here, they're fixed with stitching around the edge of the buttonhole. So you had to have this kind of garment, they had to have both a buttonhole that was stitched. In addition, it also had to be a little bit bigger. So therefore, it was like lacing and not like sewing. Okay? That was the halacha. Next one. Skip to your Dalit. Hamidabek diyaros. Oros. A person who sticks papers or skins bekola shel sofrim gilzeva with glue. Hareze toladat tofer v'chayav. That's a derivation of sewing, and you are chayav. Why? Look at, see the small letters. Okay? Look at the small letters. 20 seconds. Harezeh. See where it says Harezeh? Harezeh tofer. Ki tofer, what is sewing? In Yanohu, what it means is the lokeach shnei dvarim ochadim. You take two unique items. Umechaber otam le'echad. And you connect them and you make them into one. Eddie Trawick, what did you say it was sewing? You remember what you said? That's exactly what you said it was. Exactly what you said. Taking two items and using an instrument in order to connect them together. Okay? V'cheinu, what? Didn't say. V'cheinu ayudei dibuk. Okay, the same thing is by using dibuk, by using glue. They used to take trees, right, and they would graft them together, which is another issue, but they would stick them together, they would glue them together. That was also a type of sewing.
He says you take two unique items.
Two achadins, right, achadin. Individual items. Echad means not different, but two.
Okay.
Disparate, separate items, and you're connecting them together and making them into one. Because that's what did you ask? What's the difference between tying something together or sewing something together? And the answer is, when you tie something together, you're not making something into one. You're just connecting them, and you're forcing them to stay together. By sewing it together, when you sew it, you're connecting them in such a way that now those two things are now one thing. These two papers are now one paper. Right? That's what it means to sew something. So you can sew something with thread and needle, or you can sew something any other, a number of ways. With paper, glue, that's the definition of sewing. It's, you know, it's intuitive once you understand it, but before that you would never have connected it and thought that was sewing. So now let's look at Mishum Tofer, Chaf Zayin. Okay? He was talking about someone who pulled the string. He also came Chayav Chata, someone who pulls the string is Chayav Chata, so don't do that. That's not a good idea. And by the way, that's something that we would... These are the things that you do just inadvertently without thinking. You know, when you see your... Like the tzitzis. That one got to you, I saw. When you see your button loose, so you instinctively tighten it up and pull it around. And you have to, we have to try and be careful not to do that. Okay. That's only if you tied it, even if you twisted it around. Below kasher cloud, pater. But if you didn't tie it at all, pater. Pater, but asher. Good. Remember, and if it was three stitches and you pulled them together, and even without a knot, you're chayav. The agav, see I am the agav, the fifth line, the end of the line. Nivayer ktsas din tofer. I'm going to try to explain to you some of the laws of tofer. Hatofer states viros chayav. If you sew two sews, two stitches, chayav. Behusha kasha roshay hachut mikanu mikan. Remember we learned, that's exactly the first thing we learned from the Rambam. You tied it on both ends so that it wouldn't come across, come apart. Vafilu lo haya shel kayama. Even if it wasn't permanent. Vim haya shel kayama, chaya mishum kosher. And if it was permanent, then you're tying as well. Chozer le'inyin chiyuva. And this is all if you want to know what your chayav a korban, if you're chayav d'araisa. Aba le'inyin isura, but for an isur, some say it's prohibited even if you didn't tie anything at all. This is a very important line. We're getting into something very interesting. Therefore, see where I am, Valkane, the beginning of the line about 10 lines down? Valkane, see where I am? Yeah. Oshan ha'anashim shetokhrim ha'kriz im ha'beged b'macha b'shtei techifos lav shapir avdei. Very interesting language. Those people that tochvin, what is tochev? Anybody know what tochev means? Tochev means to stick, to thrust in a sense. Okay? You stick the cries with the beged, with a machat, what's a machat? What? With a needle. Bishtei tchifos, with two stups, pushes. What is a kriz? Anybody even know what a kriz is? Anyone ever kriz? What is it? No. I looked in the English. I didn't know what a kriz was either. It seems that the kriz was some kind of badge that the Jews had to wear. Okay? So those people, they had their badge. They need a badge. That. What? Whatever. I don't even know. They stick the cries with one tchifa, two, okay, lav shapir avdei. It's a very interesting language of the Mishnah Berurah. There, you see where I am? What does it mean, lav shapir avdei? Lav means, what does it mean? Does that mean usher?
No.
Very strange language. It says, lav shapir avdei literally means it's not good what they're doing. So that, what does that mean?
You can do it, but
if you do it, it's okay. Let's read the language again. That's only for the issue of chiyuv. Chiyuv means d'oraisa. Aval le'inyan isura, but for the issue of isur, yesh omrim, some say, d'asher, v'afilu o asher kesher klav, even if you don't make any ties. V'alkein, therefore, ozam ha'anashim, shetochvim ha'kriz im ha'beged b'machat b'shtei techifos, lav shapir avdei. Those people that put their cries in the clothing, whatever the cries was, with two tachifos, two pushes, lav shaper avge. It's not good what they're doing. What does that sound like? Shaper means good. No.
You should not do it.
So what does that sound like?
Pater
about aser. But it sounds like, I don't know, aser, maybe aser, I'm not sure.
Well, obviously the law would have been you had to wear, like, you had to wear your yellow star, or at some other point, I guess they were labeling the Jews.
Right.
And if your thing came off, you could be punished. So therefore...
Blah, 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 blah. We don't talk about punished.
No. But I'm saying, if it was... I'm not talking about...
So you would think, right, so you would think that if it was a problem, a punishment by the government, then the Korban Neshana, would he have said that they shouldn't do that?
No.
It's not kind of badge they were. I'm not sure what the cries was. Let's assume that the cries was, I don't know, a pin. A brooch. Right, a trade pin maybe or something. Okay? So this one actually is impossible to stick twice. The pin is not long enough. But many ladies, they have pins that they stick into their clothing, right? And they go through the clothing two times. Once down, one back up. What? A hat pin, you got any brooches? Anybody got any brooches at home,
Yeah.
Nice ones, right, and they're long pins, and that's how you do it.
Mm-hmm.
Are you allowed to do that on Shabbos?
Well,
from
this now.
But
I mean,
for two pieces, you're not putting two pieces of material together.
Material? Of course I am.
But you're pushing the thing twice, you say.
Of course I am. What are the two things I'm putting together?
The pin and the
rose. You're attaching the pin.
Am I not?
Twice.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you this question. What if I didn't have drawer Kleinfeld here and I'm stuck? Oh, God. Oh, my God. What workmanship. Oh, I'm sorry. That was the other piece. Okay. And this is unbelievable. Oh, you didn't do this side. See?
I only did one.
Yeah. Actually, I'm fine. I stapled the other one. Okay. So what do? I say, listen, I can't go out like this. This is an embarrassment. It's a busha, you know. I got to go to shul, and people are going to see me. And uh-oh. You know the problem is? I stapled the wrong side together. Wait. Yeah, I stapled the jacket closed. That wasn't what I did. My wife knows I do a lot of things in this class that I shouldn't do. Okay. Hold on a second. What? Nah, I'll figure it out. One sec. This is one stapler. Okay. So here, Zora, I got more work for you. See this? It's, so I come out, and then this is... What? The honor is all mine. Okay. So I come and I say, you know what? I need this thing. I don't know how many times this happened to you. I need to take care of this. You know, I can't go out and shop us like this. So I take my safety pin. You can see how many times I've actually done this. And I stick it over here. And if you're skilled enough, apparently they tell me that you can do it and you can't even see it on the other side. Okay, now we all see what I've just done. Have I connected? Have I connected two things together?
Yeah.
Is it permanent? Let's assume for the next 24 hours. Do I want it to be permanent?
No.
What?
No.
Just long enough so I can fix it. It's temporary. Now, it's interesting. Would it be different if I had smaller safety pins? Would it be different if I had smaller safety pins? Would it be different if I had... Where's my wife's son that I stole? Yeah. Somebody want to tell him? What's the difference? What size safety pin is?
It can only go through the fabric.
If the safety pin was small, the smaller it is, the more likely it would be that I would leave it. Would you not agree? Yeah, nobody sees you. That's fine. I've got safety pins that I've been using for months already. What?
Wait,
yeah. You mean this one? Is it permitted to use safety pins on Shabbos? Yeah. Yeah, that's where I got the idea from. Yeah, that's good. Okay, so can I use safety pins on Shabbos or not?
He said yes.
So no, but what about the Korban Neshana? He did say yes?
No, Rabbi...
Maybe before your time, you should discuss with the Rabbi, you're still down having presenters together.
Right.
Oh, God, I can't even imagine, you know.
The baby was crying. First, I checked the pin.
Right?
There were no The what you call
that's how he invented Velcro.
That's how you invented Velcro.
Never said anything about it.
Thanks, Al Gore.
I pinned my daughter, and I used to pin it from there on. Yeah. I used chain tape.
You used tape?
Yeah.
On Shabbos?
No.
So what did you do on Shabbos?
Nothing.
No, Shabbos!
Every time you say I'm not doing this anymore.
That's like the husband. Honey, can you carry the dishes? Boom! Honey, I got it. Okay, dear. Okay, I'm okay. So can I do this on Shabbos? So from the Korban Nishanah that we just read in the Mishnah Berurah, it would seem the answer would be
no.
You're not supposed to do that. And people became very concerned. So along came a man named... Along came a man named Page 3.
Right.
Rabbi Moshe Feinstein. Rabbi Moshe Feinstein was a pretty smart man. Okay. Somebody asked Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, hey, Rabbi Moshe, can I use, he says, the Inyan Chibur had diapers, the machat shikorin pin, okay, with that needle called a pin. The chen chibur tachshite hanashim bibigdehem ayidei machat, right? Connecting, right? Is there a problem of sewing on Shabbos? Remember, if you saw the Korban Nishanah. They connect the diapers with the pin. He wouldn't say machar, he would say pin, diapers. He wouldn't say chitul, he would say diapers. Okay? Im yesh b'zach shasir b'shabbos, haya nira la'ani asdaiti b'pshitus she'en b'zach shum chshash. Okay? I don't think there's any chshash whatsoever. Ukumoshi no'agin.
Any what?
No, I'm sorry, chshash. No doubt, no question, no problem whatsoever. Ukumoshi no'agin she'mechabim kein gam b'shabbos. Okay? Now, it's interesting. This safety pin is a fascinating thing. Any kind of pin. Is it sewing? Am I sewing when I put the safety pin in? No. Am I connecting something?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'm connecting this cloth to this cloth with the safety pin. Now, let me ask you this question. Am I allowed to do this on Shabbos? Mm-hmm. Everyone see what I did? I'll do it again. Can I do this on Shabbos?
Yeah.
Whoa. What did we just say? We just said, what is sewing? Sewing is connecting two things together on Shabbos.
Yeah. Oh, we said with an instrument.
What? Remember we said, but Josh, it didn't matter if it was permanent.
You didn't use an instrument.
An instrument? What's this?
Your fingers aren't
in this. No, but the button is in this. A hook, a zipper, a Velcro.
You were doing that to fix something. You're not doing something to fix it.
Oh, really? What if I had a button? You know, some people have these with the wings with the buttons down here. Mm-hmm. So you get them from the cleaners, mm-hmm. and I just, like, yeah, right, Jerry, right? I button them once, and I'm never going to unbutton them. And I wouldn't wear it with the flap hanging up. So can I do that on Travis? The answer was clearly yes. That is not sewing because it was made. It's like, you know,
it was designed that way.
It was designed to be opened and unopened, closed, opened, and it was not designed. That's not considered permanent. It's derech tasmisho. It's the normal way of use. So the pin is a very fascinating one. What is this? Is this a rudimentary form of sewing, or is it a sophisticated mode of buttoning? But you understand? Is it? I mean, it's a. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
This is how you button clothes.
So. No, it's not a sophisticated
way. Those are strong words. You can take that. Yeah. Now you understand the machlokas. Now you understand the machlokas. You can understand why one opinion would say, you know what? That's a show. Nobody buttons this. When your hem goes out on Shabbos, you don't take buttons to it. It's not derech tashmisho, the normal way of use. You're doing it in order to connect two things that are in a temporary way, albeit. But you're doing it in a way that's a sew. Whereas another opinion will come along and say, that's not a sew, that's a button. All right, it's a sophisticated button, but a button nonetheless. Eddie, you with the buttons?
It's not a button.
It's not a button?
No.
What is it?
It's a safety pin. connecting. It was never conceived to be a button.
Yes. Okay.
You're not using it as a button.
Uh-huh.
You're using it as a pin to connect
something, so it would be more of a sewing situation.
Oh, you're interesting. So now you're with Larry?
Pardon me?
Now you're with Larry. Now you think it's more of a sewing situation.
I said that before, that it's not a button
type. You think it's a sew?
Yes.
Wow, I got two. Okay.
No, that's what I said before.
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize. I thought you said the opposite.
In a way, it's exactly like button because it's made to be done.
The safety pin is made to open.
The safety pin, but not the connection to the clothing.
Let me get my nerd.
Two pieces of clothing are not meant to become apart. The two pieces of clothing are meant to stay together.
It was meant to be open.
Okay, so, and that's great. So now you can understand how the Rav Moshe and the Carbon Design could argue. Maybe it's your intent also. That's a good point. Is it? Well, the intent only matters if you think that such a thing is temporary or non-temporary. Right? If you think it's sewing, then you would say, well, if it is sewing, is there such a thing as temporary sewing?
So why don't you have a drawer fix your
sleeve?
Why don't you just leave the safety pin in there?
Because she was here.
No, but you never meant it
that
you have
it in
there permanent.
Oh, no, you know, remember, it's a machlokas whether there's such a thing as permanent or temporary or not. According to some opinions, there's no such thing as temporary sewing. Doesn't matter. If it's sewing, it's sewing, even no matter how long you intend to keep it there. You understand?
Not really.
Okay. All right. So it says Rav Moshe, Vatam, let me just tell you my reasoning. Mishum she'ein zeh inyan tfira. It's not sewing. Rak inyan krifa. It's perforation. She'gam kei mechaber shnei tzidei habeget shelo yipo. It's perforation in such a way that it's perforation in such a way that it shouldn't fall apart.
It's what?
Perforation.
Pushing through.
But it's not sewing. You say it's not sewing. Wow. It's connecting.
Okay.
And now you can argue, but Rav Moshe clearly, you hold like the Carbon Asana. Very good. All right, you know, there are two sides to this argument. And Rav Moshe on the end says the Carbon Asana didn't mean it permanently. He was only talking about this. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So I just want to, it's very interesting.
You're right.
I don't know why.
All right, 5 minutes.
It's 3 minutes. What I wanted to do, what I wanted to do is, I wanted to show you two different ways that the English books, there are two English books that are very popular nowadays. The Shabbos Home by Rabbi Simcha Bonham Cohen, which is an excellent book, and the 39 Melachos, which is also an excellent, excellent four-volume work, which I must own for every Shabbos Home. It's very, very wonderful work, explaining, you know, and I use it quite a bit, as you all noticed. I wanted to show you how both of them address the safety pin issue. And then we'll see what Rabbi Neustadt wrote. Okay, look at source number 9 in page 4. There is a question. I think you will find it fascinating how two poskim address the exact same issue. There is a question whether fastening a safety pin by threading the pin back and forth to an item and closing the end is considered a form of sewing. Many poskim hold that this is no different than sewing with a thread, whereas others contend that this is not considered sewing. A third opinion differentiates between attaching the pin temporarily and permanently. Since this issue involves a possible biblical prohibition, we must adopt a stringent view. However, there are circumstances in which the use of the pin can be permitted. And you can read through. So what kind of a position would you say Rav Simcha Bonham Cohen takes in his work? Chumrah. They are very, very stringent opinions. Okay? You see that he takes a very stringent opinion and says, but if you have to do it, I'll show you how to do it according to the Machmir opinion. Turn to the next page, page 5. Safety pins. This is Rabbi Ribia. Now, you should just know that this is just, it happens to be on this particular issue. One is not generally more Machmir than the other. They're some yes, sometimes no. Safety pins. According to many poskim, a safety pin may be used to fasten the two ends of the garment, such as when diapering a child. Similarly, one may pin a shirt or blouse where a button or hook would otherwise be necessary. Even though a safety pin is a firm fastening device and therefore ought to be considered a form of tofer, of sewing, using it according to this view is nevertheless permitted. This is because the nature of its use can be compared, at least in one aspect, to that of a button, as explained earlier. Buttoning is permitted even though it is a firm method of fastening. Okay? And you look down B1, then B2. Dissenting rulings on safety pins. So what position does Rabbi Ribia take?
It's okay.
much more lenient view. It's interesting. Now, they're both saying the same thing. Both saying there are machmirim, there are more stringent opinions, and there are more lenient opinions. But the question is, which do you choose to present first and how? So you read Rabbi Rivia's book, you're like, of course it's mutter. You read Rabbi Cohen's book, you're like, I can't do that. You know, it's prohibited. Now go back to source number 11 on page 3. This is Rabbi Neustadt. Question. This is from the, I just scanned it in from the parsha sheet. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Rabbi, page 3. I have space for it over here. May a safety pin be used on Shabbos Yom Tov? Discussion. This issue is widely debated by the poskim. Okay? A minority opinion maintains using a safety pin to connect fragments of a torn garment, to pin up a loose hem, or to fasten a shank button to a garment should be avoided on Shabbos or Yom Tov. In their opinion, pinning is included in the Shabbos labor of sewing, since the safety pin binds two or more previously disconnected or torn parts of a garment just as sewing does. But the vast majority of poskim disagree and maintain that it is permitted to use a safety pin on Shabbos without restriction. Notice what he did here. He didn't want to minimize the minority opinion of the Korban Hasanel, so he presented it first. But he wanted to pass in like Rav Moshe. So he says the majority opinion, the basic halacha, follows the lenient opinion. So you see, even in the English, I wanted to show you, even in the English books, you know, depending on which book you read, you can come across either safety pins are totally usher, and you can only do it in certain ways, in certain circumstances, or safety pins are mutter, but you have to have reservations, or they're mutter l'chadchila. You know, that's why you have to ask your local Orthodox rabbi. The bottom line is, I think that Rav Moshe is firm ground, and Rav Moshe never missed that, puts it there, to rely upon that the person would be permitted to use these pins and brooches, Rav Moshe says, and safety pins on Shabbos without restriction. We did not actually get to the diapers or band-aids. Should I start with that? I'll start with that next week. I just want to finish it up and I'll start with it next week. Okay? All right. Have a good week, everybody.
I think my local Orthodox.
No, I'll tell you. One second. Okay. Rabbi Rivia writes. Here, hold on. While it's seen that use of magnets is comparable to Velcro, some poskim nevertheless question whether sticking magnets to a metal surface is permissible. Therefore, one should not place magnets on the refrigerator, etc., on Shabbos or Yom Tov, particularly if it will remain there for a long time. So if you look in the footnotes,
you're
going to have to put it back on.
So I got to tell you, when you look in the footnotes, he says, it's very interesting. He says, you know, I can't think of a reason why this should be any different than Velcro. But he says, I'm afraid to be matir. He says, I'm not willing to be makil and to permit it. You know, but I think you'd have a hard time finding someone to say that you can't put a magnet on a piece of metal on Shabbos, especially if you have a tent to move it, because it doesn't seem permanent at all. Then you're not connecting anything. It's a temporary connection. It's really not connected in a permanent way at all. And if you've ever brushed against my refrigerator, you would know just how to put it. All right, have a good week.